This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? You're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
But I've been on the other side as well.
Well, as a girl, onto you.
As like, I've been with a girl the whole night, and then I've turned my back for a minute and she's gone.
Yep. In there.
And that, bruv, the last time, that I think it was my 28th.
What, on your birthday?
It was on my birthday, bro.
That's a pain, you know.
I was with this girl the whole night.
Wait, but your event or you?
My party.
So you've let everyone know this is your babes?
The whole night, bro. Stuck to her, glued. The whole night. All my birthday pictures, she's in them. You know, I couldn't even post that. I was so vexed. Anyway.
Hey.
So, I can drink, innit?
Yeah, we know.
So I can
hold my shit.
But obviously, she wasn't on the same thing. She's come out. My boy's pulled up to this is my boy, like, but he never saw me with her because he never get caught in a rave. He came like by the time it was finished, doors were closed, whatever. So he thought, I'll chill outside, wait for everyone to come out, see what the motive is. So I'm with other people, chatting to other people. Yeah. The next thing, she rings me. So I'm thinking, oh, she must still be in there or whatever. And I was like, yeah, hello. Me and my boy. He's like, yo, where we going? I'm like, who's that? Says his name, whatever. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in the whip, bruv. Where we going? I said, wait, what, you're with? He said, yeah. Where we going, bruv?
I was working out in real time.
I said, put her on the phone. Obviously, I know that he's driving there, so he's got me on last week. It's not even like I can hear his voice bare close. He's got me on last week. He's shouting, isn't it? I said, put her on the phone. She's like, yeah. But I know that I'm on loudspeaker now, innit?
You can't even say what you want to
honestly,
say.
Honestly, what the fuck you did?
Yeah.
But now you got to connect yourself.
I said, where are you? Said, I don't know.
The fake drunk thing, yeah?
I don't know. Like, we're just driving somewhere.
Oh, yeah, really?
I said, come back to the thing, innit? Come back to the... So, he's like, where we going, bro? Where's the spot?
Like, nigga, you know where the spot is. Like... You just left it.
And you know, at the same time, people are coming out, hey, happy birthday, thanks for a good night. Shut up, my way. Hello. Where are you? This was before even sending me your location, probably. This was like, what? When I was 28.
So hey, the man have suffered, man. The man have suffered.
Bruv, the next day, he rings me and said, dad, that girl's mad. He's like, where were you? I said, I was outside the rave, bro. He's like, yeah, she was telling me, come back for you, but you know our one-way system and that. But like, you should have come, bro. You should have come to her yard. I said, oh, you went to her yard? He said, yeah. I said, ah, cool, man. Cool. Let me show you.
What's it good? He's got four and seven drink.
I was cross, bro. I couldn't even post my birthday picture. She's in all of them. Every single one of them. Hey, you know the happy birthday. Yeah. All of them. I couldn't if it was them times on Instagram or reposted, I couldn't have reposted anything. She's next to me.
Did she explain herself?
Like, she was trying to bump me, I wasn't trying to hear it. And I saw her, I bumped into her at a Halloween thing. It might have even been your thing. But I bumped into her at some Halloween event and I was on a date.
You know.
And then she came over to me and she was like, why haven't you spoken to me? I said, don't do that. You know, and obviously my birthday is in March, isn't it? So it's been time. I haven't spoken to her since until
Halloween. That's October.
Yeah. She's like, why haven't you spoken to me? I said, don't do that. You know.
You know.
Don't. We don't have to do that.
Don't do that. You don't know those. Don't do that.
Do you know what I hate when,
bro, I hate that fake. Hey. Why aren't we spoken?
Yeah, and then they season it with, but you didn't even you want take, me that
yeah,
much,
you know,
though.
Yeah,
you know that fake concern.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you know, I can't drink like you.
Bro, you know how it is.
What's that got to do with anything?
So I was drunk. I didn't know. You know I can't drink like you.
So
it's my fault.
Wait. I don't understand. That's why she left with my man.
Yeah.
What? What's she talking about?
No, you know what I mean. You know when it kind of gets shifted on you? It's like you're the one buying. Don't do that. That's the accountability stuff.
Don't do that. She flicked it back.
You know, you're like, don't do that.
She threw it back.
But my boy said, going back to the spinning the block thing, my boy who it was, because I went to school with him, innit? So I didn't even see it like it was a him thing because he didn't know that she was with me the whole night.
Yeah.
He's literally just pulled up, a girl's come out of the rave and jumped in his whip.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, where we going? What's the motive?
But
I've not said, yeah, it's here or whatever. I've just said, come back, bro. And he's just bounced to her yard. So he doesn't even know. Anyway, I saw him and he said to me, he wishes everything he's ever had, he could still have. Every girl.
Serious?
He's like, bruv, I wish I could just have everything I've ever had forever. I don't understand. He's just like, there's not one thing in his history that he would want to like let go.
Really?
Yeah.
What? No, crazy. You see,
and you have to think, when you think about that, you're like, some people have that mentality.
So wait.
So I think it's similar to that.
So he feels like he can always go back.
No, not even feels like he wants to.
No, the wants to is crazy.
So it's a similar thing to that bread.
It is. But that's mad. Like,
he's like, bruv, if I could, I would never have fallen out with any of these things. I have all of their numbers. All of them forever.
So why didn't he double back then?
He's like, some of them are ghosted him. Some of them gone. Yeah. Some of them like...
Have you ever bumped into one that was like, you that were like going for some time and then you just stopped being your C-traveling in years?
Yeah.
One tried to grab my face again. I said, what, you think I'm still...
No, you lost them privileges.
Don't do that.
Still. I lie.
Yeah. You know, bro, you have to... You
lost that.
You know, and you're like, don't do that. Don't do that. Ah, you know the story.
In public as well.
You know the story. You know the story of man that had the babes in the car and they were lip syncing. And she shat herself.
What?
Tell me you know this.
No?
He does know the story. He does. Because that's how I met you.
You know the story.
You know the brother it happened to.
Brother. You know what I mean?
I'm stunned.
So, you know, it's funny because Owlboy was the one who told us the story. The babes is... He knows the babes. You know the babes.
Shat herself in the whip.
Brother, him and the babes that lives in. You know what I mean? It's not our friend that was doing it. It's actually not our friend. He's the one that's like, so it's, you know what I mean? Something else in your circle. So, you know, our boy, he's the one he's telling me that my man had Merc or whatever.
Mm.
He's out there lip-syncing the babes. Babe. You tell
him. You gotta beep that up, man. That makes it better. Obviously, it is, man.
No, it doesn't. Who knows?
It does. But come on, man. It does, man.
Okay.
It does.
The babes is cold. Like, babes is cold. Or whatever, cold, like back in the day.
To be honest, when he said that, it made me think of someone straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm thinking I don't remember that story.
Brother, man.
It's the same brother I'm talking about from before, just now.
But it's not him, it's somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's another man in the circle.
Yeah.
But he's not showing me who. But he was like, cool, you know what I mean? That man is like, linked to chick or whatever. Now they're going back home or whatever. Man says, he's in the car, lips it. Man says, you just shat yourself.
What?
Benson, but it was lipstick.
What? Because a drink or what?
Benson, she blamed it. She tried anal not too long before, but that's what she said. But my man was like, "Nah, that's not edit, bro." My man
in his whip,
in his car.
Hmm.
Said they were lipstick. Not even like they're beating.
That's scary.
Bare vigorous. Bro, you know sometimes like it's bare vigorous activity. Brother, they were lipsing. A man had to get the whole whip.
Yeah, that's another I could never see you again. I just can't. Brother, sorry. Maybe I'm shallow, maybe whatever. I can never see you again. Because it will always be that.
Yeah.
That's what I'll remember every time.
Techie.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one there.
Brother, yeah, man. But she's cold. He'll tell you. She's cold. Like, when I say back then,
yeah.
Like, we're going back 10 years plus. You know what I mean? 10 years plus. Maybe even 15. 10 years plus. But she's Chris. Like, when I say, you know them chicks there that at the time, everybody was on her.
Yeah.
No one of them chicks there where Mandem would have gone above and beyond, lost their minds to be with her. And a man was lipsing. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? She lost control of her bowels in his motor.
It's marginal.
Bro, she was incontinent in his motor. Like, bro, you have to drive home in it. Because it's not even like you could just leave it there.
Do you know what's mad? Yeah, there's one girl that my boy linked that we still call shit in my yard. So did you know, that was in the house. That was like in the toilet. But she still did the madness. So for that to happen in the car, you will never lose that name to me.
Wait. She was in her toilet and she folded it.
Yeah.
And you smelled it from what, delivery?
And he called her shit in the yard. So to do it in a whip, you could never lose that name. It doesn't matter how buff you is... are. Always, every time there will still be a little... Nah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
That's a hard one to shake off, yeah?
But in your car. Hey. Bro, just think of the drive home.
Yeah, you got to go. You got
windows
to go home.
Down, bro. Every bro, drive to.
You'll start
bro,
Googling 24-hour valet.
Yeah, every car
go, wash. Bro, but when you get to the car wash, the surely car wash man, says. No.
Fully.
Car wash man telling you no.
You have to give him cash as well.
And double, you know, bro. And you know. That's not coming.
He's not telling the boss, man.
And now we have to think.
It's an underhouse.
Think back to back then as well. Not many cars with the leather joints. So we don't even know if man seats were leather.
I have to start crazy, getting rentals on that.
Brother, because you have to, bro, because think of it, you have to leave the motor. Just, brother, I'm not getting in there. Bro, like, yeah. I cannot get back in the car after you've done that. But yeah, man said she, Chris.
That's horrible news, man.
Man said she was, you know what I mean? Yeah, but he's not even saying that.
Even to vomit is bad enough.
Oh, I've had that, bro, and I was steaming. You know, when you're in there and you're trying to pretend. You're not mad.
Yeah.
You know, because James, you're like, I'm trying to be a decent human being. It could happen. But I am fuming at this point because I'm like, I want to leave you on the side of the motorway. You just threw up in my fucking mad. Brother. Brother, are you serious? Vomit. Do you know how bad vomit is? Vomit stinks.
My ex threw up in the bed once.
What?
Drunk. In the middle of the night, yeah.
On you?
No. Off the side of the bed, into her suitcase. We was in a hotel.
Oh.
This is one of the worst decisions I ever made. Was I took my ex with me on a job. I was working in Guadeloupe and I brought her out there with me. And like, she was my ex from like 5 years ago. So I had spun the block then. And to be fair, I wasn't regretting it. I was thought like, I actually, do you remember that? You know that meme from Love Island where she's like, I brought you here to tell you I loved you. Remember that? I thought we'll go on this holiday. And you know what? I'll just tell her how I feel. It's been 5 years since we were together, but you know, she's always had a place in my heart, whatever. But she vomited in the bed, bro. That went quick. All of that gone.
Because now you're...
She vomited in the bed, off the bed, into her suitcase. In the middle of the night. So I've had to wake up, turn the lights on, get her out of bed, put her in the shower, try and start clearing up. Because I'm not trying to smell that all night.
Mm.
She's vomited into her suitcase.
You know, vomit stinks and vomit is bad.
Bob, have you ever tried to empty liquid out of a suitcase?
Yeah, it's headache, bro.
Because you're carrying it because you don't want it to.
I'd rather buy a new one.
And you know what the suitcase... And
it's
this
stress,
is it.
Because
the suitcase... Because if it was just mine, I'd throw the whole suitcase out.
Yeah.
Because it's not your suitcase, you can't throw the suitcase out.
Yeah. But also, there's still like... There's still stuff in there. So I have to decide what stuff I'm putting to the side.
Decide what stuff is finished.
That's gone.
What are you going to sacrifice?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is sentimental to you. This piece of clothing is going.
And then you want to wash it back home.
That's gone.
It's like when you have you ever made a shake, protein shake?
Yeah.
And then you've forgotten it.
Back in the day.
No, and then you've forgotten it. Oh. You're in the container. You've gone to open it again. Jesus Christ!
I wasn't banging gym long enough for that. You can't wash that smell back.
You know,
you gone, bro. You have to throw everything out.
Yeah, so gone.
Anything that has it on it. I think the worst situation I've had of my own situation is Link the Sweet One abroad, whatever. So I'm staying at her yard or whatever. So we've gone out, you know what I mean? And we were drinking. We're in this place. We were out there just hitting the liquor. Brent, don't do that. Bro?
What happened?
I won my bet! Yeah! I thought you were judging me, bro. I'm okay with whatever. Hey. I thought you were judging me.
Hey!
Woo!
I thought I did it. Hey, Brett, look at my bet. I just needed that little rice. That's good stuff, bro.
Hey!
That's good.
Man, like, that's sick.
So yeah, so I'm at the Sweet One's yard or whatever. We've gone out. You know what I mean? Country, no way. You know, going out. You know what I mean?
That's in Norway.
Norway, yeah.
You've been Norway?
Lovely country, man. It's like Sweden.
I heard there's no like hip hop in the clubs.
Yeah, I don't think it is like Sweden.
No, it's not. It's not like Sweden.
It's like Sweden, but not as friendly.
Right.
Yeah. That's not like Sweden.
It's like Sweden if they were racist.
You're dumb.
Like Sweden, but they don't like niggas. But you know what I mean? Cool. We've gone out or whatever and ended up back at a yard.
Mm.
We've ended up back at the crib or whatever. You know what I mean? So she'd gone to sleep. Yeah? She's gone to sleep. And I've gone, you know, and you're getting ready for bed or whatever. But you know, and you think you're fine. Cool. I'm holding my own, bro. And this is one of the few things that I can count on one hand how many times this has happened to me in a lifetime. I've thrown up.
Mm.
I've thrown up all over the floor. I missed the toilet.
Uh-oh.
But cool. You know what I mean? I've done what, you know what I mean, what you're supposed to do when that happens. You clean it up.
Mm.
But you know what happens when you clean up when you're drunk?
Man. You fuck it up, boy.
Well, I've cleaned up. And you know what I mean? I've looked at it, yeah? And I thought, it's spectacular bad. Job.
Right, yeah, yeah. In your head, you've done it. It's like Wolf of Wall Street. You know when he thinks he drove the whip home properly?
Yeah, exactly. It was exactly that. In the morning, she's like, did you throw up? And just, my next question is, how did you know? She's like, it's fucking everywhere. Bro, I was fuming. And you know, like, bouncing back from that, yeah?
Yeah,
it's just one of the...
Yeah.
It's tough, you know what I mean? So, you know, I came in there, you know what I mean? Cleaned it up or whatever. And I was like, I feel like if I was just like 10% soberer...
Yeah. Could have done a
decent job. I lost someone.
Whoa.
Do tell.
Man sighed like a Disney princess.
Man said, do tell.
Do tell, you know. So, can't remember where we went, but she told me to eat dessert. I'm lactose intolerant. Telling her, I'm not on that. She's just a cheesecake. Cool. Ate a couple cheesecakes, whatever. But by the time I got back to her yard, stomach was finished, bro. So I've gone in her toilet and I've just, bro, boomed off the toilet, bro.
You know, I don't really know much about like I hear people talk about it, but I don't really know what the effect.
It's mad, bro. Is. Bro, I was in a hotel once. Yeah, no, you know, that hotel's got a Starbucks.
Yeah.
So this girl's like, I want a Starbucks. Go get a Starbucks. All right, cool. So make sure you get one too. Let's drink it together. Doing all that cute stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
what do you mean? Yeah.
Bro, gone to get the Starbucks. The woman's gone. I'm a milky. I said, yeah. She's gone. Do you want creams? Yeah, brother. Like, idiot. I drank that drink, yeah. I said, hold on. But I couldn't sleep.
Just from the cream?
Belly was there. Beatboxing. She's like, you're right. I said, yeah. Cool. Lactose in it.
You can't have mac and cheese?
No. What? I can. But brother, I'm on that toilet, bro.
Can't do that.
Flirter, bro.
Bro.
Shit.
Crazy. You as well.
Bro, if I have any... My stomach issues are worse than his. Because literally, like, for me, there's just certain things that I cannot touch. Where if I eat the wrong thing, I am fucked for... So I've, like, even now, right? I'm having a flare-up with my stomach, right? Mm. There's nothing I can eat at the moment that doesn't fuck me up.
And that sounds terrible,
to the
bro.
Point where I'm on prescription medication at the moment where I have to take meds before every single meal.
Well, as a lining?
Yeah.
Fuck. Literally, oh, shit.
Bro, literally, like, it's that bad. And if I was to right now make the mistake of eating dairy, they might have to take me to A&E. I'll probably shit the lining out of my stomach, bro.
Whoa.
Like, no, you know what I mean, bro? That's the best way to explain it, bro. Yeah. Like, you know when man said you shit yourself to death? No. It is, no, 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 no. It's genuinely possible.
I said, whoa.
I can't deal with that, man. As a visual.
Brother, you know what I mean? A hole in the ozone layer.
A girl's gonna be saying, yo, just drink the milkshake. You're like, brother? Yo.
No.
I'm gonna die, no. You know? Yo, no. Chill out, man.
What?
Brother. In the name of being cute. Fuck off, man.
You know, I can't have my flurries and that.
No. No. I can. So, like, I think what? When I was younger, I could. Like, my stomach could handle it. Yeah, you know,
my flurry's not milk, though.
You know, no, it is, bro.
It's not milk, bro. That's why you can have it. It's not milk, bro.
Flurry's milk, bro. And it takes, but think about it, Taysom. When we were younger, it's like, it is what it is. Man, we'll deal with it when we deal with it, innit? And our stomachs, I feel like we're a little bit more robust. If I have a McFlurry now, I have to get home in 45 minutes. No. Levels. If I have a McFlurry, you know what I mean? There's no beating going
that means
on.
You can't
there's
have a McFlurry
no,
then.
Nothing. There's
that means
brother,
you can't have it then.
I can have it. I just have to cancel.
Nah,
I can cancel.
That's what I mean.
No. Like, even when I'm with a babe.
Man's at the front door with the keys, you know.
Bro, the other
the
time.
The countdown begins.
I was on a date, you know what I mean? I had a dessert that I thought was something else. And 3 scoops in, I realized there's dairy in it, yeah? I looked at her like,
oh, man.
You know what I mean? I done fucked up. You know when you're like, it was at this moment that he
no,
knew.
I don't want this for the man, though.
He fucked up. Brother, it's bad. Like, bad.
Oh. Because one of my boys, he can still, like, he does the same, he takes the stuff before or whatever.
Yeah, there's lactose pills.
Yeah, you can take.
But you know what I mean?
Because he loves a mac and cheese, but he can't hack it.
You see, my thing is with the tablets, yeah? Sometimes what will happen is, you know what I mean? You can take the tablets. All that will happen is your stomach will be bubbling and all you are is constipated. You know what I mean?
So because the tablets are basically doing the breaking down for you to make it
easier.
It's
supposed to. But you could sometimes have a situation where it doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Well, oh, it does it, but you had too much. So you don't know what dose you're supposed to take.
No, I'll take my asthma over that. Every time, but
100%. No, bro. I do not blame you because it's when I say your stomach,
bro, I have 2 squirts of my inhaler, I'm good, bro. You think I want to be shitting on that toilet? Mac and cheese is lovely,
bro. If I have
a flour cheese,
I can't even drink coffee. If I drink coffee, is actually worse for me than dairy.
Yeah, sometimes pre workouts, brother, you're finished.
The caffeine, oh my
I can't
god,
lift weights. I'm on the toilet shitting, it's long.
Bro, it's bad.
Oh, that much sounds bad, man.
This is it. When I was young, I used to love the nourishment, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Brother.
That stuff is fucked.
Brother,
man,
nourishment. When I look at man that drink nourishment now, I'm like, nah,
but my dad used to buy Carnation milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
straight.
Brother.
No water. We're not in water.
Wait,
in milk.
Carnation milk in what?
Straight in the D.
Cereal.
Whoa.
Yo, straight in the tea. I didn't know you were supposed to mix it.
Oh, I've only ever used Carnation milk for hot chocolate.
You mix it.
You can't have hot chocolate.
Nah.
Oh, shit. There's bad stuff on your list.
I can't lie to you. I think there's a limit.
Right.
If there's enough, people. You can have.
Yeah.
But you I think
I've done it in my younger, because I used to eat milk all the time. Right. Milo. All of them things, Ovaltine, yeah. I was on that. That was me. Remember, there was no food in my yard, so
bro, I
drink tea,
to
bro.
The point where, like, even with gym now, like, you know, now man will sit here and they'll look at man, I'm like, oh, what protein do you take or whatever? I can't drink none of, like, literally, like, I tell man, I am where I am now because it's all food. Like, I can't drink. Like, if I have
I remember
protein
I tried
shake,
to take casein. I didn't know it had whey in it.
Brother?
Bro, I couldn't even sleep. And it's a pre-workout.
Hang on, is this IBS or is that separate? Lactose intolerance is separate.
No.
Separate.
But it could trigger IBS though.
Yep. And I have IBS.
So my boy, one of my tight, close boys, he's got IBS. And we've been in situations where he's had to, like, hard shoulder.
Yep. No.
Bro, that was me. When I said I went to McDonald's to do it,
right, yeah.
That was me.
Because bro,
shoulder, bro,
your stomach
I saw the golden arches. I said, yeah, I'm in there. I've got, my stomach's finished.
Your stomach is, bro.
Otherwise, I would have been in on the news shit in public.
So with this one,
who's your other?
Bro, I'm going to say my brethren. You know what I mean? You'll know when the person's listening to this, because he listens to the podcast. We went out for dinner one time. We've gone out for dinner. We've eaten what we've eaten. So he's going home. And he lives out of London. So he's driving home. Belly's doing a madness. He's stuck in traffic or whatever. Chat himself in his car.
Man can't chat to me about asthma, bro. Bro, this is 10 times worse.
Bro, he was stuck in traffic and he shut himself in his car. And he was like, it is what it is. What are you going to do? You're stuck in traffic on the motorway, bro. Imagine being on the M1 in heavy traffic and you're in the middle lane. What are you going to do?
It's true. What are you going to do, bro?
Glove compartment.
Man said glove compartment.
I don't know, but that's...
Bro, I hear him. Shit. Because I would have had to do this.
It's
same
mad
thing.
That I've never had this convo with people that I've got.
Because they don't want to talk about that shit.
Wait, so hold on a second. No. Let's not laugh at the ones that are suffering at IBS. Let's laugh at the ones that are suffering from asthma. So what's the worst thing that's happened to you?
Just like stuck, stranded, no inhaler. I can feel my chest is tight. And I'm like, I have to focus on my breathing.
Serious?
Yeah. I can't, there's no convo. There's nothing. I'd have to focus on my breathing until I can get to an inhaler.
Fuck. So you, know, like, you just have to think
you
of
feel
breathing.
Constricted.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the deepest breath you could take? Like the deepest inhale? Still going? Oh. But okay. So imagine like a tenth of that.
Jesus.
That's the most you can breathe in.
All right.
That's all you've got. Until, so that the with the inhaler, it gives you the salbutamol, expands your lungs. So you, if when you get shortness of breath, you can breathe about that much. And then it opens up, like it fills your lungs with the...
And what triggers it?
It could be anything. Depends on like what your...
Because I used to have asthma. And then one day it just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have to take the inhaler and stuff.
But like, I still gotta take my brown one on a daily. I'm meant to.
Yeah. Anyway. One day my mom just said that one day you just didn't need it anymore.
I'd love that day, bro.
Yeah, I know. But you were laughing at. Maybe that's the day I downloaded lactose.
Brother, and I bet you take the other thing over this.
Nah,
like,
the way he's describing that. By the way, we're just joking around, by the way. Everyone's suffering and stuff.
Yeah,
we're
everyone's
making light out of it, but we do know
there's
it's serious
some separation,
topic.
Bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's mad. Asthma attacks, fuck.
Bro, I'm even thing. I had eczema when I was younger as well. But then something about it was like, I used to think, yeah.
How'd you get rid of it? The Razak?
No. I used to believe
Razak's
it's because.
Not get rid of that.
No, but I used to believe it's because we're using Razak and all these other products. Like, for example, I don't use Palmer's. I'm not trying to diss them.
Right.
I don't use Palmer's Cocoa Bar.
Right. Love right.
Palmer. Because. Bro, it's too cheap to be cocoa bar.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that sounds mad.
No,
but I'm getting rashes,
bare
bro.
Other things in it.
Yeah, I'm getting bare rashes, bro. Even thing. One time I bought.
You can't put that on your face.
Yeah, one time I bought a chain off my brother. Yeah, 9-carat.
Mm.
I thought, yeah, it's a big chain, but spending the big peas, bro. Mm. The rash that I got, it's a big man. Take back the chain, bro.
Yeah. Seriously,
let me get 18-carat. There's too much shit in it. I can't. Right, my skin's too sensitive. I suffered with Zara. I bought a oud from Zara. I sprayed it on myself once. Bro, the rash that I got on my neck, my mum slapped my neck. Come back here. So what's this? I said, mum, I bought aftershave from Zara. She goes, never use it again. I said, I know. The way it looks, mad thing.
Is it mad like that?
Yeah, basically, like people will look, stand behind me and be like, bro, what's on my man's?
I've had that from costume jewelry.
Yeah. It's because of the bullshit that's in it.
And they give you some fucking sprayed silver, copper, or whatever it is,
and it reacts with your skin.
Yeah.
But that's how sensitive our skins are.
Right.
So I know what I put on my skin. I have to put natural products, bro, and it doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when you it's probably worth it. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not plugging any brands in. I told you when you're not ready to pay me, let me know, man.
Yeah, but I don't. The belly thing. That's why. Even with I'm a Celeb,
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, because when they pull out squirrel anus, bro, I don't know if I'm allergic to it.
Yeah. I haven't had an official offer, but I've been...
Tentative.
They've inquired as to whether I would be up for it.
Mm.
No way,
because what you
bro,
have to eat.
It's the food over everything.
Yeah.
The creepy crawlies I can deal with, the insects, whatever. Mice is maybe my...
Cut off.
Snakes, I don't mind.
Nah, snakes.
The mice and the rats.
The rat thing's mad. Your head's in the bucket and the mice is just walking around.
Yeah, that one's tough. But the food, no way. When they're blending the fucking sheep anus and you got to drink it
with mustard.
Forget it. I won't do it. You'll never see me.
But here's my thing. Do you know what the craziest thing is? The thing that I would have an issue with the most is the mustard. Bro, you know what I mean? Like, mustard, nigga. You don't even eat mustard. I don't like fucking mustard. Are you crazy?
I don't think there's a price.
I've got to eat sheep's anus.
I don't think there's a price.
And the other thing is that people are getting paid different money. Not everyone's on the same pee.
Yeah.
So you want me in there eating the same kangaroo testicle as my man that's getting 1.5 mil. And so they said Nigel Farage is getting 1.5 mil.
Yeah, that's mad. Mm. And he don't have to do all the challenges.
Nella Rose ain't on 1.5 mil.
She has to eat the same anus.
Oh, she got
to
eat the same thing, bro.
No, he got exempt from certain things, you know.
Serious?
Yeah.
Why not?
He's natural. This is yo, 1.5 M's. You don't feel his clauses. I'm not eating us. This is nah,
yeah,
because
you know
bro.
You're like, that's not what I meant when I say I eat ass. Like, that's not what I
someone
meant.
Else has got to suffer, man. Mm. But nah, there's a lot of reasons, but the food thing is
speaking of shows, you know what I mean? We could get on Ghost. For me, I think the major question I wanted to ask is, because I know there's the US remake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you feel about that one?
Do you know what? I had absolutely nothing to do with it. It just happened, and then I was told that it was happening. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And you know, like, we were told that there was a pilot.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me was when I found out how much they were getting for the pilot. So there's someone that we all know who used to be in the black UK comedy circuit that moved to LA and got a part in the US pilot. And they got the part like February 2020. So it was meant to happen, but obviously COVID, so they paused everything. They're like, we're not sure what's going on. We're not sure when we're going to commence, but like, have we still got you? And they were like, yeah, yeah, cool. It didn't happen till October 2020. By October, they were on something else. And they were like, sorry, I can't, like, it's a clash with this. They got paid 60 racks to not do it, bro. They got 60 racks just for being part of the process.
Experiment.
And it didn't work. And they had to cast someone else. I wasn't even on 60 racks on series 3, bro. Series. I'm talking for the pilot. This is for the pilot.
Bro.
One episode.
What is it? Because there's more money over there.
There's so much money there, bro. Why do you think everyone bounces?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in America, they spend money. So
to be fair, I heard what a man was on season 1 and to what he was on by like season 3. Yeah, I wear them suits too, man.
Yeah. What? Because you do. No. But when you do look at some of them American shows, where they tell you, I'll get my little 250 an episode. And you're like, yeah. How much an episode?
Especially when they hit thing. What's that thing that they got to hit?
Syndication.
No,
it's basically 100 episodes.
Man. What did he say?
Syndication. You know when show goes on syndication.
What did you think he said?
What did you think he said?
I thought he said some.
Oh no!
Why would I say some?
Bro, it's you, bro. Clap that, man.
Now you could have clapped that, bro. No. Syndication.
That's what I thought you said, you know. Hey.
What?
Sorry.
What could I have said?
Hey, sorry. That's along the lines of things you'd say. That's
right. You what? Bro, come on, bro. Before you say anything, what could I possibly have said? What
do you think? But you know why though? Because obviously, what's it called? Target tweeted something the other day where he said Desmond's is the only black TV show that made it to 6 series.
Yeah.
And obviously his one's on Rap Game is on the 5th one. So if he hits the 6th one, that's a big achievement.
Yes. I mean, yes. You can't really put them in the same category, though.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Because one's entertainment, one's scripted.
Okay.
But
you know, hit five seasons.
We've done 5, yeah, but like the cast is 20% black.
I guess, you know,
whereas
speak of it.
That's like
Desmond's was yeah. I hear what you're saying.
And the Crouches and I mean, I think that's it. Desmond's and the Crouches. I can't think of any other black sitcom that like ran. Like Benidorm. Benidorm did 10 series.
Mm.
Friday Night Dinner did 5. Like, they're on big numbers, but yeah.
Do you know what I feel like the UK likes? Bro. You know what the UK has a lot of? And I realized the UK has more mini series than anything. UK has a lot of shows that just do one season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? One season.
That's on purpose, though.
Yeah. Do you not remember?
Sometimes. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Shadow Line. Do you remember? Chiweto was in it.
Chiweto. No, I don't remember.
Shadow Line. It had... let me see if I'd show you some. Chiweto was in Shadow Line.
It was a police thing.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Seems familiar.
The Shadow Line. I'll tell you who was in it. You know what I mean? It was a really, really good British show. And I was really pissed that it didn't have, you know what I mean, kind of any more seasons. So yeah. Christopher Eccleston in it.
Right.
Chiweto. Richard Linton.
Christopher Eccleston don't give a shit, you know. He's ragged, bruv. Have Papa. You seen his tweets?
Brother, he don't business.
He don't care.
Stephen Rare. Leslie Sharp. Kirsten Waring.
Oh, rah.
Brother.
Shit, what happened to her?
Brother, like, you know when a show has a proper...
She's a sick actress, bruv.
Brother, like, the show had... You know when, like, this show had a sick, like, mad cast, but just had one season. And I sat there and I was like... But sometimes, you know what I mean? It's the politics behind, you know, because you've been
That's
in
what
shows.
I'm saying. So, like, the show that I did earlier, that came out earlier this year, Dreamland, with Lily Allen and Freema Ajuman.
Yeah.
And they play sisters. And I was the... I played Freema's husband. And then start having a little affair. Bruv, for me, I was like, this is finally what I want to be doing. I want to be doing I want to play a drama part in a comedy show. I want to be the serious one. And I want to show that I'm like, I'm not just jokes. Because obviously I did the jokes thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because that was easy. That's what was like, when Don't Jealous Me and whatnot was like, oh, come and do this thing. I'll just turn up and do it. Because I wanted to just get my face out there, get my name out there, whatever.
Wait, your role was sick though. Whatever role you played in them YouTube features, yeah, was like serious Roji, but he's on banner.
Yeah.
But it's like your banner is left banner anyway.
But do you know what it is? It's because those things were never written. It was always like something like this will happen, and then something like that will happen, and then when we come together, we go, okay, I know what I'm gonna do. So even when I used to do all them sketches with A Squeezy, with Hamza, with Janet, whatever,
yeah.
The script would sort of like something like this, and then something
it's an
like
outline.
That. Yeah. But because I was a proper actor, I went drama school. Like, them and are comedians and they can act, but they're not thinking like, what's my character's motivation in this scene? They're like, I want to bust joke. So I'm coming there to show that I can act, innit? I'm trying to use this for my showreel.
Yeah.
So I was always like trying to go deeper.
You're like, I'm on a serious thing. I'm like,
I'm gonna go back and start watching them, you know.
But I just realized, do you remember we had the show? And we did the impromptu comedy.
Guanabara.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah,
where we were
yeah.
like, we just bring up a topic on the spot. And you know,
you know, come out.
And you know, it came to me.
We've done some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And do you know what I was saying? I had a conversation with someone the other day, yeah? And who did I bump into? Kay Kurd.
Yeah.
I bumped into Kay in...
I just want to say something about Kay Kurd. He is an example of working hard and... perfecting your craft.
Yeah.
Because I saw him this year and that guy is fucking sick, bro.
Insane.
And I've seen him before. Obviously, I've seen him for years. Like, I saw him when he opened for Mo and Mo did his first tour.
Yeah.
And he's good. He was good. But now, bruv.
Next level. No, it's funny because the conversation I had with him is hilarious because the first thing we said, because the last time we'd seen each other, yeah, we'd bumped into each other because he used to work at Apple. In it. So he bumped into each other at the Apple store, whatever. And when he's seen, because I didn't know he worked there. So he bumped into me. And he's bumped into me, bro. I'm also working. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm at work too. You know what I mean? But I'm looking at this nigga like, you know what I mean? Like, you really are fucking my situation up right now because I'm working right now. You know what I mean? And this thing you're doing, you know what I mean? You're killing my vibe right now. You're like, I'm like, yo, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, hey,
When would you say, yeah?
Wait. There's more.
Oh.
So literally, so that's how it started because I was like, nigga, I'm here stealing and you're killing my vibe right now because I am here stealing right now and you're fucking my shit up, yeah? So cool. That's how it went.
Let's come to do a movie now.
Brother, I was mid-move. And man's like, hey, yo, my gym. Nigga. He's like, shh. You know what I mean? It's like, you're fucking this shit up for me, bro. I'm like, grafting.
You're too fake to be doing moves, man.
And this is, bro. But you know when you're bait and you ain't got bread? Like, so yeah, I had to be grafting. It was just
techie,
me. So the conversation I had with him was funny because I was like, bro, a lot of men, every single man that has hosted Free Shorts has blown. I was like, I don't know if we just had great beat selection. You know, you're like,
great beat taste.
It's like, I don't know. If we just knew who was going to bust and we've always got the right people.
Wait, run through them. Okay, Mo. K-Curd. KG.
Babatunde.
Clays. K-Curd. Oh, yeah.
I didn't host her.
No, you didn't host, but you were part of the show. Right, so right. Literally, like, you know what I'm saying? But
But obviously, this is what I was going to say, I feel like all of us kind of like, you got to remember, all of us kind of came from similar backgrounds.
Mm. Yeah.
Understood that that background is not going to be where we're going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just honed in on what we're doing. We just kept it. Because do you know what's mad? This is not me speaking out of turn if I say it. I think a lot of it is just repetition. You figure out what it is you want to do, and you just keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just keep doing it.
This is the thing, because people are always saying to me, I need to have my own YouTube channel. And I was like, and do what? I never wanted to be that guy. Like, Hamza wanted to be that guy, and Hamza was and did it, and like, he's got his fan base, and Don't Jealous Me did the same thing, A Squeezy did the same thing. I never wanted my own channel. I wanted to hop around, I wanted to be in everyone's thing, and just do variety. But I never wanted to be like, hi guys. And big up the man that did, because it worked for them. Like Vijanic and all of them man that had their own channel and knew what character they wanted to be. But I just wanted to act. I wasn't trying to be like, I am this character. Because I don't want people to see me in the street and go, that's Hamza. Or that's whatever. And that worked for them, but that's not what I wanted.
Like Jay from...
In Between Us?
In Between Us.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Even thing, A Squeezy.
Yeah, people will say that's...
Yeah, excuse me.
Jay, bro, like, he's out there and they say, bus wanker. And he's like...
Yeah. I mean, he's guapped off, though. Yeah. You know, he's the highest earner on Cameo.
Fuck.
You know Cameo, that thing where you can get people to shout out to your friends? Or can you call my friend a wanker? Or like them things. He charges £35. He's the highest, he's the most requested person on Cameo ever.
What do you mean £35 for a video?
Yeah. £35 for a video.
But he's just eating.
Maybe 30, like 30 seconds maybe.
Yeah, I know, but he's just eating.
Yeah. He's the most requested. He's the most requested on the whole
and
thing.
Cameo,
Snoop Dogg's on there. It's like people like...
I've even seen Mayweather.
But you set your prices, isn't it? It's always willing to pay, but hey. And that's like, ooh, that's a good segue into the my next topic. Yes.
No, not the next, because I had another question for, so you had my list, you know, one of those ones where I have my list of questions or whatever, you know what I mean? So how does it, you know what I mean? Like, because the show, you know what I mean? You know, I've been researching, you know what I mean? I told you, got inside information from somebody that watches the show and they love it off or whatever, you know what I mean? Because it's coming to an end, essentially. Mm-hmm. How does it feel leaving such a, I guess, prominent role? You know, something you've been doing for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What does that feel like? You know what I mean? It's 5 years. It's a show that's, you know what I mean? It's come a UK staple, essentially. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those shows where there's not many shows that get to where this has gotten to, essentially. So what does it feel like to say, damn, I'm finally saying goodbye to this and I'm moving on to something else?
You know what it is? When I joined, I didn't know what it was going to be. It's not like it was already established show that I came onto knowing how big it was. For example, like if I got a part in Top Boy, I know how big Top Boy is already.
Because this is like, you would...
But this was like, we started... I was there from
episode
the start.
One.
And they were like, okay, this is the thing. It's called Ghost and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, went into it hoping that people would like it. Knowing that the creators like had made... had done Horrible Histories and done a show called Yonderland and done Bill and had fans. But I didn't know like to what extent. So we did one. Then we got 2 and 3 together. And then we got 4 and 5 together. So... Even when we did 2 and 3, the money wasn't great. It was like, it was better than I'd been on before. But when in terms of like,
yeah,
it was fine. Like, then when we got 4 and 5, I was like, okay, so I'm comfy for another 2 years. Not knowing what was going to happen. But then when we started 4, they said, we're going to end it on 5. So I knew that was going to happen for 2 years. And that's when I was like, I need to grind. Despite the fact that I'm already working, this is for 10 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the year, I need to be busy. I need to be on everything. I need to come up with my own live show. I need to come up with my own this. I need to get into drama. I need to do all of those things. So from series 4, that's when I was like, okay, I'm on like grinding mode and reaching out to casting directors and seeing like what's being made and who's looking for someone that I might be able to play and all of those things. And since then, I've been nonstop.
Yeah.
Because I knew I had to, because I knew it was coming to an end from 2 years ago. Mm. And I knew that I don't want to walk on the street and people go, oh, that's him from Ghost.
Yeah.
So I had to make my own name, which is why I started doing like a few more panel shows and entertainment formats, like Would I Lie to You and like when I did catchphrase,
yeah,
things like that, because I'm like, I'm trying to be the name rather than the guy from that one
that
thing.
How does
that happen? How does that work? Just reach out to your agent and say, yeah, I'm willing to do these shows.
Yeah, in lockdown, I had COVID October 2020, and I said to my, I was just watching bare TV all day. I had a new projector, I'm enjoying it, flicking through everything. I was thinking, I'm going to watch actual TV. I'm not just going to be on Netflix and that. I'm going to watch TV, see what's going on. I watched Catchphrase. I was thinking, I'm smashing this. I'm like, obviously, I can smash it at yard, innit? Because I've got time to like it. But I'm like, I wonder if I could do it in the studio. I said to my agent, and obviously, I remember it from back in the day as well. I said to my agent, I want to do Catchphrase. She's like, I'll reach out to them, see what they think. And they were like, yeah, yeah, we'd love to have him. So then I did it. That was October 2020. I did it January 2021. And I think it came out like a few weeks later. I smashed it. I won. It's for charity, innit?
Yeah.
But 25 bags.
Mm.
I was one away from 50, but I would never have got that. I had 20 seconds on it and I would never have got it. And I knew that even if I had another minute, I wouldn't have got that. Like, so I wasn't, so it's not like I was angry about it.
Mm.
So
like, it is what
never,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. That one was never come to my head. But things like that, you have to like sort of be, I say you have to, it depends on what sort of thing you want to, what you want to do. And I know I've always had a clear vision of what I want to do. So I have to pick wisely, which is why The Jungle is never, some people will go, it's going to get me here.
You're like, nah.
For me, nah. And it works if you're a stand-up, if you're like Babatunde and you're a stand-up and you're selling tickets for your stand-up show, then you go in The Jungle and you show people what you're like. And it's perfect.
Yeah.
His show sold out. His tour is sold out. You can't get tickets for his tour.
Yeah.
And he worked it to his advantage. But for me, I'm not a stand-up, innit? So I'm not trying to sell tickets like that.
Yeah. So for you, you have to position yourself differently.
Exactly. And I have to like, also, do I really want, you know, there's a certain like, some people are big actors and some people are stars. Like DiCaprio's a star, innit? He's a superstar. But then you've got other actors where you might not even know his name, but you're like, oh yeah, that's the guy that was in that and that and that. You know, like...
We had this conversation with Stevie Gambles.
You know, David Harbour? So he's the guy, the dad in Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I say his name, you're like, maybe...
But I know who familiar. He is.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to be. I'm not trying to be like, someone says my name and they're like, yeah. I'm trying to be the actor that's in that and also in that and also in that. So I'm trying to position, I'm trying to choose wisely.
You know, it's like an actor. Do you know Wood Harris?
Yeah.
You know his brother?
No.
You know Wood Harris's brother, man. We show you, bro. And it's crazy because when you see him, you're like, ah.
Does he look like him?
Nope.
I'll show you. I'll show you, bro.
You know, even the guy that they call Evil Chappelle?
Yeah.
That actor.
Wood Harris. Like, I don't know.
That's his brother.
You know,
it looks like him as well.
Bro, when you look at him now.
Swear.
Yeah.
So you know he's always like Steve a lawyer Harris. Or he's like
he's the one
chief
from,
of police.
He's the one from Tyler Perry film.
Yeah.
And he's in the wheelchair.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
And she pushes him
right,
in the his name's Steve Harris. But he's one of them guys when you see him, you're like.
Yes.
He's in thing, man. BMF.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Ain't he the police officer in BMF?
I don't watch BMF. And he's also like, you know what,
he's not. It's another
black actor we look at and you're like, you see him in things and you never, well, Keem Woodbine. Wait.
That's what I'm talking about. Evil Chappelle, yeah.
Yeah, Bokeem.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Whenever you see Bokeem, you know what I mean?
You know that's evil Chappelle.
But when you see Bokeem, you're like, I know who that is.
You say Steve Harris?
Yeah, so Steve Harris is.
Yeah, he's the Fed in BMF.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't watch BMF. But there's those guys, like you said, you always see them and stuff. They're always working. And you're like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to do, bro.
Yeah.
But because this is what you're saying is similar to, I'm going to send it to you after as well. There's a YouTube channel, it's sick. They basically interview like famous actors, but like the ones that, like you said, Evil Chappelle.
Yeah.
If interviewed my man from Cool Runnings, the comedian from Cool Runnings, Sanka, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
What's his real name?
Fuck knows.
Oh, I don't know.
But he's got bare knowledge on the game, you know.
Right.
But he's just like, he just watches it from outside in because he's like, there's certain things that people have done to get to certain places, and I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, he writes a lot. So he's like, some of the shows that you lot think are your favorites, whatever, I've got writing credits. So I'm
good.
He's like, I'm good because that's where my talent took me. But some of the things that people are doing, he's not interested in that. And the way he's talking about certain people in the game, and it's like, he knows what he's talking about.
It's
an interesting perspective. But I'll try to find it. I can't remember. I need to get his name.
I think it depends on what you want, innit? Some people just want to be famous, bro.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say, and look, no disrespect to the guy because he's done his thing, but I always say, I don't want to be Rylan. Because Rylan is everywhere, bro.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Big Brother. Was he on Big Brother?
No, he started from X Factor. Oh, maybe he did do, but he did the side. Yes, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
He did the side thing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and if you want to be a presenter and if you want to be a face, then you do that, you can go that level. But I've started to go, I don't want to be on, you know, when people get sick of you. And what I've also clocked is that he is actually sick. Because I watched him on This Morning. I said, right, this guy's good. But Rylan. But if your name is out there that much where people start going like, oh yeah, of course he's on that. Or seen him in everything. Then I don't want that.
Yeah.
Mm. I found it. His name is Dougie Doug. And the YouTube channel Comedy Hype. And title is Dougie Doug reveals why he left Hollywood after Cool Runnings as Sanka.
Right. Dougie Doug.
Yeah, no.
He talks about why the deal didn't happen when Cosby tried to buy NBC. There's a lot of stuff. It's a deep interview still.
Right. Dougie Doug.
Sick watch.
Another question. Mm. Who's your favorite ghost?
My favorite ghost was Mary.
So that was your favorite ghost and why?
Just really well written, but also well performed. Like Katie Wicks, who played Mary in Ghost, like I'd done Statler's Flats with her. I'd done what else did I do? I've done a few shows.
That was fucking funny.
Staff.
Yep. That was fucking hilarious. I thought that show was fucking hilarious.
I genuinely believe that Staff is the best thing I've ever done.
And I genuinely agree.
It's one of my favorite shows, despite the fact that I'm in it. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, because it's fucking hilarious.
I think it's so good, bruv.
Yep.
It's not like, it is hilarious at its core and it's constantly funny.
But it's well written.
But it's well written. It's well acted.
Do you know what it reminds me of? And I feel like...
If you're from London.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminds me of? And I feel like if it had come at a different time, it would have definitely had a lot more traction. Remember Phone Shop?
Yes.
I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like it was a better version.
Right.
You know, one of those ones where, and maybe I feel in my mind, I was like, maybe that's what it was just down for. It was more intelligent than Phone Shop. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where you're like, you know what I mean? Where it gets to a point where you're like, maybe it should have been here and not here. But I genuinely enjoyed that because I was like, yo, this is, you know, you watch something, you're like, this is good writing.
Yeah.
Like, it was good writing.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? Like, genuinely. But sometimes, have you ever looked at a show and you're like, maybe because it's too good for what it is and where it is, it might go over the audience's head.
I think Stath has a cult following of people who are like, people who know someone like that.
Yeah.
And not everyone, like, it doesn't hit Middle England. Mm-hmm. People, when I'm developing shows and pitching and whatnot, people go, why would Middle England want that?
Yep.
And sometimes I don't have an answer.
Yep.
Because I just like, it's just like my humor.
Have to think of Middle England.
Yeah. People want you to think of Middle England. And luckily for Jamie, when he was making Star, that wasn't a thing that stopped him from making it. Because it easily could have. People could have just gone, this is not broad enough. This is like quite niche comedy.
You see, because that's essentially a constraint in when you're writing. Do you consider that when you're writing that? Okay, cool. If I'm going to get funding or I need an investment, do you think I got to write a particular way in order to secure this investment?
I write what I think is good or what I think is funny.
And then we'll figure it out after.
Yeah.
Speaking of writing.
Red Flag. I don't know if you've seen my sketch show, Red Flag.
Nah.
But I wrote that going like, I think that this is fucking hilarious and I want to put this out. And we had a lot of feedback and like back and forth with the channel, with the production company about which sketch should go first. When you make a sketch show, different to a sitcom, you have, you can put things in different orders in the edit. Obviously, when you've written a TV show, it has to, you have to film it, not film it, but it has to go out the way
after
that
the
you've
edit.
Written.
It's literally like it's a boom, 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 boom. With, like this
with
is
a sketch
story.
Show, you could go, actually, I want to put that sketch first, or I want to put that one last.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first sketch opens with me, Jason York, KG, and Jamie in tracksuits in a, like in someone's mum's yard as just like guys in the ends that are sitting around not doing nothing.
Oh, I've seen it.
You've seen that sketch?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. When KG's like, what do you want to do for your birthday?
I've seen it.
But I was determined to make sure that sketch came first because I want the man them to see it and not turn it off. Because there's the things that I'm in, the man them are like, I'll watch it for him, but then realize it's not really for them. Ghost, the man them are not watching Ghost, bruv. Man them are turning it on and going like, yeah, I support your thing. They might watch an episode, but they're not glued to it. Because it's not like...
Not for the man them.
Whereas I went, I want to grab them at from the beginning and make them think it's one thing and then...
Yeah, I mean, then it's something else, but they still stick to it.
Yeah. So I was fighting for the Conga sketch. So what it is, it's the man them sitting around and then KG says, what do you want to do for your birthday to me? And I said, I just want a Conga. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, why? He's like, just want to do a little Conga. And we end up doing it all around and it goes throughout the show. But like, I was determined for that to be the first thing because I want people that might not watch a sketch show to go, oh yeah, well, yeah, there's a Mandem thing, yeah? Yeah. And then realize it's just funny. It doesn't matter if it's about the Mandem or not.
But it's funny.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
And then you go into the next sketch and realize it's not that at all. But it's just funny.
How hard is it though?
You've got to
to grab like the Mandem's attention.
It is difficult. It is because I even like, I had a screening and I invite like all my industry friends and da-da, but I'm also trying to invite the Mandem because like, you know, it's like, but then when am I turning up half hour late? The thing's only 25 minutes.
And the thing's done. Like, what are you doing?
You know, there's only so much you can do in
it. It's very awkward now. Like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah. Even like when my friends are like, oh, you never bring me to that award show. But when they say the red carpet is at 6:30,
It's at 6:30,
bro.
You have to be there from 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
When I turn up 9, you know, this. With the champagne.
Yo,
man.
Yo, what? Is it still on?
Brother, what? We've been 2 hours ago.
Hey, they're saying I can't come in. Of course not. The door's shut, brother.
2 hours ago. I told you. Speaking of writing and stuff like that. So when you were doing Ghost, right? So with some of the lines, was everything scripted to a T? Or did you kind of have certain things where you could say certain things? Because there's certain lines where, you know what I mean? I could watch that and I was like, something Clay's would say.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's not Mike. That's some shit.
Yeah. Bro, they had to change a lot. There was a part in the first episode where the guy lifts up his mic, lifts up his top and grabs his fat in the mirror and goes, oh, we need to do something about that. And in rehearsals, I pulled up I've had a six pack since I was about 12, bruv. Huh? I don't know why or how. I think it's genetics because I ain't been
just
gym.
How it is, yeah.
But they were like, yeah, we got to change that. And from then I thought, okay, like what? If we can change something.
What is that, body shaming?
Huh?
Is that body shaming or something?
No. As in like, I literally didn't have the fat to be holding it and jiggling.
Oh, they wanted you to do that?
Yeah, that's what that was written
in the
script was written that this guy pulls up and he's out of shape and he's like,
Enjoy life.
And I just didn't have,
you know what I mean? You pulled it up and you're like, listen,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, we're going to have to.
You change cool. this.
And then I was like, oh, okay, so things are changeable. So then I started saying things in a bit more in my voice because when they wrote it, they wouldn't have me in mind.
Yeah, they just
they had
wrote
like
it.
A character and they didn't know who it was going to be and they auditioned people. And then I was the best guy for the job. But then it meant that other things had to change.
Oh, yeah. So now you can kind of mold the character around yourself.
Yeah. So even like, you know, when I look up at the ghosts,
yeah,
I came up with that. That was never in the script.
Because you can't see him.
Yeah. So I decided that Mike thinks that they're always looking, they're always floating.
Yeah.
So that's
because you know what I mean? Because the thing is, Mrs. can see them. He can't. Because that's the whole premise of the show, essentially. So his Mrs. can see them, but he can't see the ghost, essentially. You see what I'm saying? So that's why with him, he's looking up or whatever, trying to figure out where the ghosts are, essentially, because literally, because when she's talking about them, because from the first episode where she's bugging out, he's in there like, you're moving kind of mad right now.
She's even drunk.
Yeah. You're looking at her like, you're bugging right now. What's going on here? Essentially.
How many more questions you got there?
I think the last question I have, you know what I mean? Which is a question somebody asked me, who's getting sucked off next?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's only one.
Is there a private joke?
It's in the show.
If you watch the show, you know.
I need to go watch the show.
There's only one episode left. And everyone's in jeopardy. Anyone could get sucked off.
That sounds rough.
Anybody could get this work.
Yeah, everyone's in jeopardy. Yeah, it's sad, actually, the last episode. It is sad. And actually, like, on the last... What never really happens is you don't really film in order. You sort of film in terms of whoever's of, like, people's availability, and also the...
It's all based on timing, isn't it? It's literally like the best way to get 10 weeks done quickly.
Exactly. But for some reason, we filmed the last scene on the last day. So it was actually quite emotional because we knew that, like, this is the end of this show.
It's
the final thing. So it was sad. And
you also got to let people know how serious it is to get that Christmas Day slot. Because this is a thing some people don't understand, because they see the show, whatever, like, you know what I mean? When it comes to, you know what I mean, BBC and then program picking what goes out Christmas Day, that's not even something they just give to anything. Because Christmas Day, bro, like, they probably have a group of people that will sit there and they'll like, this is
for real
what goes out Christmas Day. And that shows kind of the levels where the show is, essentially.
People are going to be sick of me, bro. I'm doing, because I'm on Sunday brunch on Christmas Eve, then Ghost is on Christmas Day. And Sewing Bee, I'm the host of New Sewing Bee. That's out 21st. And then I'm doing New Year's last leg. So I'm all over the... By January, people are going to be like,
so we're tired of this nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. That going forward, I need to choose wisely, because you can be... It's good, obviously, be busy, be working.
But you know what I mean?
But don't be wandering aimlessly.
Yeah.
I hear that. All right, that's actually a nice way to wrap up still.
Somebody said, tell Taser I said he's a fraudulent Liverpool fan after his tweet.
Oh. That don't make no sense, to be fair, because I won a bet. An Arsenal bet. I even put Arsenal to win. I put shots on target. And they happened to get them.
Taser's like,
I don't understand.
Said the bag comes first.
I lied. I want some peas, bro.
Quick question, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight a chicken every day? Mm-hmm. Or a gorilla once a year, but you don't know when it's coming.
Chicken every day.
No. Take my chances with the gorilla, man.
What?
Take my chances with the gorilla.
Are you going to be on crack? Because that's the only way you're surviving that. One chicken every day. Taking the chicken. Because I'm knocking out the chicken every single time.
Bear in mind, it's every day, bro.
That's routine.
You have to.
I know I will survive every day.
Oh, do you mean as in just like you can shoot it and done?
You can do whatever. It's a chicken.
I mean, within reason.
Brother.
No, but at some point, you're going to be shooting them, bro.
But here's the thing.
I'm saying you're going to start off shooting them.
But at some point,
you're going to be like, yo, if I'm doing this every day, I'm going to invest in a...
If I fight, bro,
Arsenal.
Yeah, but then the feds are going to come to your house. We've had reports of gunshots.
You mean like right now?
Now, from starting from tomorrow.
So I could be in Westfields and a gorilla runs up on me.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So here's my thing. With a chicken, bro, Jason, 20 times, if you fought a chicken 20 times, you know what I mean? I know every single way to take out a chicken. You know what I mean?
But you don't though.
I'm telling you, bro. You're telling me, bro, every single day, bro. I'm half a year in. I'm 180 days in.
But who said you survived though?
It's a chicken, brother.
Nah, bro. It might take you all 12 hours to do it the first day.
Bro,
you're not doing that the
chicken.
Second day.
Bro, you're telling me you need 12 hours to take out a chicken.
I hear what you're saying, but you've never killed a chicken. You don't know. It's going to be easy.
I don't need to know. It's a chicken.
Bro, who's attacking you? What are you doing?
It's not even a cock, bro. It's a chicken. You know what I mean? So when I said it's a chicken, it's not even an aggressive one. You know what I mean?
How do you plan on catching it?
I'm grab that and break his neck. It's a chicken.
Nah, you're saying it like it's that easy, bro.
You made that sound mad easy.
It's brother.
Like it's a mouse or something.
Brother, it's a
even
chicken.
A mouse. You know how long you want to take a chicken?
Yeah, mouse. Bro, I feel like a mouse would be harder to catch than a chicken.
No, but I'm saying fight.
brother, it's a chicken. Bro, I don't care. Like, unless it's, this is some, you know what I mean, some next Somali pirate chicken where it's on some next shit that I don't know about.
Hey, don't do my Somalis like that, man.
No, I'm not doing the Somalis like that, bro. A gorilla, bro. Even if it was, bro, if it's a basic, even a basic gorilla could give man a hard time.
Yeah, a chimp.
Yeah.
Long. Did you not see the meme?
I couldn't even fight a chimp.
Did you not see the meme, the group chat? I'm going to end on this, yeah. So basically, you must have seen a video where the youth goes, you never guess what happened. And basically, they went to Thailand and one of their brethren went back to his hotel early.
Mm.
So these men carried on raving. When they've come back and they've opened his door to be like, check on him, yeah. He's in bed, passed out, and a monkey sucking him off.
What? This is real?
Yeah. Apparently, he caught the next flight back to the end and they've never spoken to him since. He's just ghosted everyone.
Where's the monkey from?
Bro, who knows? But they're in Thailand, bro.
Is the window open or he took the monkey home?
I don't know.
Bro, because Dave Chappelle speaks about this. Do you know how hard it is to catch a monkey and fuck it?
The monkey broke in or he brought the monkey?
We don't know, bro.
Huh?
Not the trauma.
Wait, no. You said he's passed out.
Yeah, he's gone back to his hotel. I think that's how the story goes. But yeah, check along those lines. It ends with a monkey anyway.
They've got to check the CCTV, man. did he bring the monkey to his room? That's the most important question.
Wait, okay, what if he didn't? The monkey just climbed in.
Then it's not like it happened to him, innit? It's not like he did it. It happened to him.
Yeah. Or you're suspecting him, he did it. You can't.
Yeah, because if you do that, that's a different thing. But if you, I don't know, bro. I don't even think I could.
If it happened to you, it's unfortunate.
But I've been in Thailand, bro. There's no, I didn't see no road. Just grab a monkey, bro. I didn't see that road there, bro.
Dave Chappelle said it, nigga. Do you know how it is to get a monkey to suck your dick without peeling it?
That's crazy, bro.
Brother!
But yeah, but you're taking the gorilla, yeah?
Nah.
For me, it's the chicken.
Nah, when we're breaking it down, I don't know, you know.
It's the chicken taste. I'm telling you, you're a big lad. It's a gorilla.
The chicken ain't easy. Do I have to do anything with it?
Dream.
As in, you have to kill it and eat it.
Taser.
No, you just have to beat it in a fight.
With the chicken taser, at least, I feel like with the chicken,
neither of these are kill. You just have to beat, you have to win the fight.
No, but the gorilla's once a year.
Brother. Have you seen the size of the gorilla?
Every day. Do you know how long every day is, bro?
Yes, look.
Imagine you've had an argument with your missus, you're stressed.
And the chicken is bucked.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, I've still got to fight this chicken.
Today. Remember, in Family Guy, Pete don't win. He ain't won yet, you know.
Bro, you could be chilling in the yard. You've come home from a long day. You're like, there comes the gorilla. Brother.
I don't know, man.
Running into a gorilla off the leg day.
Yeah, it's long.
Mid-shower. Man said it could be any time. Bro, you could have gone out. You don't even drink that much. The one day you decide to go out with a babe and have free drink. Days are your four Maggies. There comes the gorilla.
Bro, there's one. Last thing I'm going to leave, Brent. There's one show on Netflix called Hellbound. I don't know if you lot have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like people are cursed in it, but you don't know when they're coming. And the people that come are like some gorillas, bro. But the way they beat up you. You see when they beat you up, yeah? I told Lippy to watch it one time. Lippy tweeted, said, brother, what is this? What's Taser going to be watching, bro? Bro, the way they give you the beatdown, yeah? Like, they run up on you, bro. Imagine five King Kongs out of nowhere. They're just on you. Nah, it's sick. But yeah, we're out.
Yeah, but like I said, you know what I mean? Shout out, Clace. You know?
Yeah.
What's your socials? For anybody that wants to check out your socials, or do you have anything that you want anyone to watch, you know what I mean, outside of Ghosts or anything you've written?
What's Red Flag? Red Flag is my thing. I created that. Me and Kaede created that together. Mm. But Kaede's on his
spiritual thing.
On his spiritual journey. We got him. But we created that together a long time ago, and we finally got it weighed, and we won a Broadcast Digital Award this year. So yeah, check out Red Flag. It's on all four YouTube, and it's also on all four.
Boom. We love to see it, but yes.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.